Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, rice farmers in Mississippi fight what they feel are misleading labels by other foods, and Amazon's newest report on small business. Those stories after this.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Is cauliflower rice really rice? Many lawmakers in rice-growing states say no. In Louisiana, home of spicy red beans and rice, a bill blocking companies from putting a rice label on products if they aren't made from actual grains of rice is moving quickly through the legislature. More on this farm fight from reporter Cameron McWhirter at the Wall Street Journal. Cam, what are you seeing?
If you go, anybody who goes to a supermarket is going to see this on their shelves, but it's becoming increasingly crowded with all kinds of alternative food options. You know, and there are, you know, there's not just milk, there's almond milk, there's not just meat, there's tofurkey, there, you know, and now another thing that's arisen, which is cauliflower and other vegetables that have been put through, have been riced, you know, put through a sieve so that they look kind of like rice. And they're being marketed by some companies as cauli rice or cauliflower rice. And this has guys growing rice in the United States kind of ticked off. Farmers don't like this because they feel it's encroaching on their brand, on the name of their product, and that it's blurring the lines between these alternative foods, which are being marketed as healthier, and then these traditional foods like rice, you know, the average. And there's a lot of guys in Louisiana. Arkansas is the number one grower of rice in the United States, and Louisiana is not far behind. There's only a handful of states that actually grow the stuff, but they're up in arms about this. And so they're moving to their legislators to get them to pass legislation, which likely will pass in Louisiana and has already passed in Arkansas, that would make it illegal to market something as cauliflower rice. You'd have to call it something else.
In farming dollars, Cam, how important is this?
That's unclear. It's a giant, it's a big question because rice is under a lot of pressure from foreign imports, pressure from, you know, half of U.S. rice is exported. And there's all these issues, of course, as we know, between regarding tariffs and exports to Mexico and things like that, which is the number one, Mexico's the number one market for American rice. So it's unclear, and I really pressed, you know, the USA Rice Federation and other groups, you know, well, how much is this costing you that people are marketing this stuff? And they got very squishy about that. They're not really sure. They just know they don't like it. They're just worried about it. And so they've gone to war against all these alternative food types.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Cameron McWhirter. He's written a piece entitled, In Louisiana, A Fight Over What's Rice. There was one company, I think, in Pittsburgh who said, you know, the packaging makes it clear it's not rice, but there are some who feel that that's not always the case.
Right. And I brought this up with farmers and other people that I spoke with. I mean, I confess I'm an idiot when I go to the supermarket if I have to go to the grocery store. And so it's very conceivable that I would buy the wrong thing, as my wife will attest, right? I do that all the time. But usually, if I get burned once, I don't do it again, you know? So I think it's unclear, you know, whether someone would just keep buying cauliflower rice when they think they're buying rice. But, again, you know, rice is under pressure. Rice farmers feel very under a lot of pressure from various sources, and this is just another problem that they don't want to have to deal with. And so they're trying to shut it down quickly. And so what it would require is that, you know, you'd have to have, you couldn't call it cauliflower rice, you'd have to call it some other product, you'd have to put it, ideally, a lot of these farmers and farming groups would like the stuff to be moved away from where rice is in the grocery store. You know, this is supermarket shelves seem crowded, but they're really it's a total warfare going on on America's grocery aisles with products trying to make, you know, get space on those shelves. And you have milk is furious at almond milk, and you know, the meat guys are furious at these alternative pseudo meats that are coming up, and now these rice farmers are furious.
Thanks, Cam. It's Wall Street Journal reporter Cameron McWhorter. More after this. Owning your own business can be so rewarding, but also really lonely and stressful. If you don't have anyone to consult with, it's hard to know if you're making the right decisions. That's why you need the Alternative Board, also known as TAB, a group of business owners and experts in your area that you can turn to for advice. TAB has been helping owners and CEOs of privately held businesses for close to 30 years with their business owner advisory boards. Each board is made up to 10 local non-competing business leaders. You meet together for 4 hours each month to discuss business issues and opportunities. You'll get valuable feedback and support, plus coaching between meetings. Having a TAB membership can make a huge difference for your business. Members report better work-life balance and a greater ability to deal with day-to-day operations. Plus, a TAB survey showed that their members surpassed the average sales revenues of privately held businesses by 2.5 times. Learn more about getting matched to the Alternative Board near you at my special website, thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. Go now, and you'll also receive an ebook on 25 timeless principles of exceptional businesses, usually $16.95, but my listeners get it for free. Get started today at thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. Finally, while it's often blamed for the fall of brick-and-mortar stores nationwide, Amazon also helps millions of small businesses thrive in the digital era. The tech giant published its second annual Small Business Impact Report on May 7, revealing that it has helped more than 1.9 million small and medium-sized businesses based in the U.S. to generate more than $160 billion in 2018. The company says that these businesses, on average, pull in $90,000 a year in Amazon sales. As USA Today points out, small business owners and authors expand their business by selling in Amazon stores, publishing via the company's e-books unit, and utilizing the online retailer's various web services. Builders and developers who create Alexa-enabled devices also bring in revenue by selling items on the nation's largest e-commerce marketplace. In fact, Amazon says 90% of the Alexa-enabled gadgets on its site were built by someone outside of the company. Day one for a new employee. Instead of joining in productively, they face a confusing, disjointed process and piles of paper forms. With Kronos, you can automate the entire onboarding process, creating a better experience for employees and freeing you to focus on the human part of your job. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/onboarding. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with gordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.